Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the line, Sean Ryan, Patrick Galvin, reacting to the governor's remarks yesterday regarding the state budget. We'll begin with Assemblyman Sean Ryan, who's joining us now. Sean, what did you like what you heard when it came to the deficit and how the governor plans to address that?
Well, the governor laid out a spending plan that essentially is $6 billion less than was anticipated. So how we work our budget is we put projections together in 2019, and we guess on how much money is supposed to come in 20, and then a spending plan according to that. And as we're getting along in the year, we keep checking our revenues. So right now, it looks like we're going to be down about $6 million in revenues, and that means we have to slow the growth of our nearly $160 billion budget by $6 billion. So we don't necessarily have to cut. We just have to stop the growth of some of the programs in New York State.
Some are wondering if that's going to fall on local government.
I don't see anything at this point falling on local government. But that is one of the things we have to watch out for. So we're not interested in balancing the budgets on the backs of counties around New York State. So I'm certainly going to make it my job to make sure that none of these our problems are pushed down to the local level.
The governor's plan to legalize recreational marijuana, he wants it done within the budget because he says if it's not done in the budget, he just kind of sees it getting tangled up like it did last year. Is that something you think will happen this year?
The devil's in the details, and that's always the case. So I think there's enough people on both sides of the aisle who want recreational marijuana passed. That's not the problem. The problem is how do you set up a system to sell it? So there's people who want to set up a system that mirrors how we do liquor in New York State, which is limiting the number of stores you could own, but also having a separation between the producers and distributors. There's other folks that want to import models from other states. But mark my words. There are a lot of people lobbying today, and they're not are lobbying about equity and fairness. They're lobbying on behalf of their multi-billion-dollar companies to make sure that they get a chunk of the sales that could come out of New York State.
Right. Everybody's got their eyes on the revenue from it. But, Sean, when it comes to recreational marijuana, even if it is approved this year, we're still looking at quite a while before it actually comes to the state, right?
Yeah, it's going to take years to be put into place. And if you give someone a license, it takes a while for them to actually open a store. You know, in the revenues we have found, if you look at all these states who have legalized marijuana, the revenues never come anywhere near their initial projections. So, I try not to get taken in by this revenue projection idea, because the folks who are telling you about the revenues are generally the people who are looking to create a system that benefits them. So, they tell you how much revenue is going to come in for it, and by and large, it really hasn't come in other states. So it will be one more revenue coming in, but nothing that excessive.
Sean, thanks so much. That's Sean Ryan, Assemblyman, joining us live. We turn now to State Senator Patrick Galvin, who was also paying attention to what the governor had to say yesterday. Pat, we'll stay on the topic of recreational marijuana, the legalization. There's a few things you hear about when this discussion comes up. Revenue is one of them. Safety is another. Kind of equal justice is another one of these big topics. What is the most important issue to you when thinking about the legalization of marijuana?
Well, for me, no question. It's public health and safety. And I don't think there's sufficient research to support the legalization yet, because not many people across the country have looked at the public health and safety part. You mentioned the two other things, the taxation and the social justice, that a lot of people are basing their advocacy for the legalization of marijuana, of recreational marijuana, on that. And I just don't think we're there yet. But the governor called for it, and there will be plenty of discussion. And those of us that are concerned, it's our obligation to raise the issues and try to put the focus on public health and safety where it belongs, in my view.
All right, let's go back to the $6 billion deficit that the governor mentioned in his message yesterday. Did he address it to your satisfaction?
No, he called for significant new spending in a number of different areas. And, of course, as Sean mentioned, the devil in the details, that's with the entire budget. We sat through a one-hour presentation, and the budget book that we'll ultimately have to evaluate will be thousands of pages. So I think, to be fair, you need to wait and see all of the proposals in there. But the one thing that he did mention in talking about the Medicaid gap that I welcome is the Medicaid redesign team, the reenactment of that, which was done about 9 or 10 years ago. If it's put together with a good cross-representation of people in the industry and people that are educated about Medicaid, it is something that could fix the structural challenges with it. So it's, I guess the door remains open to see what happens with that, but that does have potential to do good work. It did last time around. And so I'm looking forward to seeing the details with that.
You know, we've heard a lot about the deficit, but we haven't heard a ton about how it would impact, you know, constituents and the voters here in New York State. How do you see it impacting regular people?
Well, in last year's budget, there was a call for a significant amount of new taxes that'll be fully scheduled this year. A tax on the internet in certain areas, a potential for tax on plastic bags, new tax on prescription drugs, a number of other things. So we'll see the full brunt of that impact this year. And I would hope that we're not going to see the call for any new taxes or fees. The governor mentioned that he did not talk about any new taxes and fees, and I hope that that is the case. I think the bulk of it, though, is in that area of Medicaid. We've got a significant structural deficit, as the governor mentions, and if we can responsibly fill that gap, I would think that we could have a balanced budget without any additional taxes and fees.
Pat, we appreciate the time this morning. That's New York State Senator Pat Gallivan. Before that, Assemblyman Sean Ryan reacting to the governor's budget message.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.